Anyone watch the Eurovision Song Contest last night? This church meeting won't be as long as the Eurovision Song Contest was last night, so we should be okay. Hopefully it'll only take us half an hour or so. But thank you all for coming this morning. Bacon rolls, good? Yeah, a lot of nods, a lot of quiet. We purposely gave you all the bacon rolls, so then when we got question time, you can't ask any because you're all eating the bacon rolls, so it works well. If you hear any snoring, that'll be the girls in the back row to my left. That'll be explained later. But thank you all for coming. We're just going to open up our church meeting with a word of prayer. Father, we just thank you for this opportunity that we have once again to come together like this. We pray, Lord, that you'll bless this time together and be with us now, we pray in your name. Amen. Okay, so just for the accuracy purposes, we are recording this this morning. So I've got the handheld mic, so if you do have any questions, please just bear with us. There are some people who are away and would like to hear what is discussed this morning. So please just bear with us to take the microphone if required. The minutes were sent out, so if you would have seen the minutes, there was no actions and nothing for us to move forward. So as long as everyone's happy with that, we'll move on to the next set of minutes, which will obviously be created from today. Is everyone happy? I'll take the silence as a yes then, so thank you very much. Okay, so the first part we've got this morning, I do need to turn to my phone because I need to read something out on behalf of someone, so if you bear with me. Okay, this is from Ruth and Paul McDonald. Dear Eden Church friends, I would just like to thank everyone who has prayed for us and continues to pray and support us since Ben died. We are still struggling to accept his death and to believe that he's never coming home again. The pain is indescribable and we miss him more every day. We go through the motions of living and use distractions to keep ourselves occupied, which help to get us through each day. Weekends are the hardest, and there are still things like attending a Sunday morning service that seem impossible. I would also like to thank everyone who attended or supported the Ben Jam on the 2nd of May, which is organised by our children to celebrate Ben's birthday and raise money for Welsh Hearts. We raised over £8,000. It was beautiful seeing so many people from Eden there, and we appreciated that more than I can say. Our whole family felt very loved. Finally, just to say that we'd long to be normal again, but know that losing Ben has changed us forever in ways we could never have anticipated. Our reactions are unpredictable, and grief is now just part of who we are. We cry in public less and try to smile more, but are carrying a horrific pain that you'll only understand if you've lost a child. We still love you all, even if we can't be with you, and appreciate any contact we have with our church friends. We go to a house group which thankfully Mark and Jan have taken over and benefit so much from that non-judgmental love, care and acceptance that everyone shows us there. For the moment, this is our church meeting and keeps us connected with love, Paul and Ruth. The reason I read that out is because as members, you obviously wouldn't have seen them for some time, and they just want you to know that they are still part of Eden Church. They are still part of you as a church, and some they get to meet more and others they don't. And they just wanted you to hear that this morning so you can think of them in your prayers, and also as they won't be here for the foreseeable future, as you've just heard. Okay, we've also got one minor point. Nick and Jackie, we all know that they no longer come here because Nick has defected to the other side of the road. So in terms of the membership side, obviously just to make it formal, Nick and Jackie have now left Eden Church and have joined Stanwell, and obviously we give them all the blessings and the love. And we've done a few things, as you'd have known last week, at the band dance and other things. We're looking to work with Stanwell, as we've mentioned, over the many months, and we wish them all the best, but obviously they've now left Eden membership. Some sad news to follow. Unfortunately, before we have some good news, Chris and Alison have asked us to formally announce that they are now going to, well, not now, because they're obviously here, but they will be moving to Coastlands Church in Barry. I've had the pleasure, as has of many others, to know them since their days in the church previous to this, going back well over 15 years. And this isn't the final farewell for them. This is just announced because it happens to be a church meeting, otherwise we wouldn't have done it in that way. So we will have a service where we'll say thank you for all the work that Chris and Alison have done. But because it's our church meeting and it's the membership section that, with Chris and Alison's blessing, they've said to us to announce that today, which is what we're doing. So please speak to them afterwards. But we will have them back while they pop to Coastlands, which is only around the corner. And we'll explain more about their decisions and reasons for that. But we wish you all the best and thank you. But sadly, I get the time to announce that you're leaving, which is a bit sad. But there we go. But we'll talk to you, and we do wish you all, you know, from an eldership and from a church point of view, all the blessings. And we hope and pray that everything works for you and co-sons there. But as I say, we'll get you guys back and do a proper send-off, if that's okay with you guys. Okay. And as two depart, one joins. So Peter Jennings, who actually, some of you will know, but if you happen to go to the Spice of Life, one of the ladies came up and actually said, "Oh, is this your father?" implying to this man here. So one actual lady had her glasses on and walked up to Peter and said, "It's nice to see your father's here as well." So Simon didn't know whether to actually correct her or not, because I don't know who was more shocked, Peter for finding out that's his dad, or for Simon finding out he had another child. But I couldn't help but leave that, you know, put that in this morning. So Peter has formally asked to join Eden. And it's a great pleasure that we invite him to join us. Peter has already, one thing, the main reason we're allowing him to come, and we really want to come, is he wants to work on the PA, which is just absolutely wonderful, Jace, isn't it? We weren't going to ask anyone else, are we? It's just for me. He wants to work on PA, you're here. Not a problem. But no, he wants to be involved. For those of you who know him, you'll understand some of the circumstances of his past and what he's going through. He's a wonderful man. If you get time to talk to Peter, he genuinely is a lovely man to talk to. Very kind man. He genuinely is a nice person indeed. And if you haven't got to know him, sorry, then please take the time to do it. So, because you'll certainly see and understand what a lovely man he is and what a wonderful father who brought him up. So thank you for doing such a great job, Simon. That's wonderful. But no, he's a lovely guy. And I'm right in saying it's Caleb, of course.
He's got involved in a number of things, but New Wine Cymru are piloting a leadership course, and so he's been on that as well. So he's really keen to press into, you know, what the Lord has for him. And for my part, just want to say thank you for making him feel welcome. You know, it has been a tough journey for him over the past few months. But that's been made all the more easier by the friendships that he's made here. So thank you for that.
So to do the formal part, we're going to put Pete.
Yeah, no. He's not. He is my brother. Okay. Almost technically impossible for him to be my son, but
that's for the recording. There we go. It's legally done. Now for the members, I didn't actually, I assumed the woman would have worked that out, but maybe you are looking older than you are, I don't know. We're now going to formally put Peter forward for membership, so if someone could second that, that'd be great. And no, there you go, Jason, thank you as much. There's the formal part and many others as well, so thank you for that. There was enough show of hands, I'm happy with that. Jason put his hand up, that's good enough. Wave, make his father feel happy, there we go, thank you. That joke's over now. Okay, so we've had the fun bit, we've had the nice bit, now we hand over to John. It's just wonderful for me this morning to be able to hand over to someone else on the finance part. I think for like 2 odd years I've had to do the finance bit. I know Steve did the last one, so it's amazing how Johnny gets to do the good news one. So Johnny, if I can hand over to you, sir.
Yeah, it's strange to be here for a church meeting. Craig's got this extraordinary ability for scheduling church meetings at a time when I'm away for some reason or another, but I'm actually here this time. I've got 5 minutes, so this needs to be sort of fairly swift, otherwise I'll have a rocket being sort of shoved up inside me very quickly from that man over there. Just to recap where we are, then we kind of brought to you a few months back that the church was looking like it was going to be running a pretty substantial financial deficit in the current year. So this is an update on where we've got to. So a quick reminder of the position. So let's take this line by line. You can see I've got a different column for starting on the right-hand side, 2017, a couple of years back, and then getting more recent as we move towards the left. So you can see if we look at income first that over the past sort of couple of years, our income had fallen sort of quite sharply from about 71,000 down to an annualised rate at the beginning of the year of about 56,000 £56,000. So a reduction there of about £14,000. We've gone back to the church and said, can you consider the amount that you're giving? And many people have done that. And you can see that that on an annualised basis at the moment, then it looks like our income is back up to about £72,000. And that's a great response from the church. I think I'd say a couple of things on that. You know, a church is really quite different from other things that you do in life. You know, if you join a tennis club or a bridge society or, you know, whatever it is that you do. I don't imagine anyone's a member of a bridge society, but it came to mind. Then everyone pays membership dues and, you know, you get an invoice at the beginning of the year and you're told how much you've got to pay. But we don't do it like that in a church. Different people have got different abilities to pay. And we look to fund the church by freely given gifts, given out of love by God's people. And I think that everything that's given is hugely appreciated, and God knows, is what I'd say. But and I'd say as well, so for those who are contributing and for those who've looked at, and who've been able to help to go some way towards closing the gap in our income expenditure, and there's a huge amount of gratitude. If you're still considering it, if you're not contributing to the church, you're not going to be kicked out of the church if you don't contribute. But I think there's a, if we're able to contribute to the work of God, then we should. And so I'd call on you if you haven't, if you're not contributing, or if you haven't sort of reviewed whether or not you can help with the shortfall, to do so. Then the next line then, looking through the expenditure, we've talked that through in various times. There was big sort of one-off expenditure in 2017. 2018 was a more representative figure of about 70,000. Of course, our expenditure is higher this year because we'll hear a little bit about youth. Is it on the agenda? Yes, it is. Yeah, I thought it was. I had a horrible moment of thinking it wasn't. We'll hear a little bit more about youth shortly, but that's hugely important, and we all understand why we've agreed to increase our expenditure in that way. Putting the two things together, you can see that we're now looking at a shortfall of about £10,000, which is significantly less than the £32,000 that we were talking about, and that's without needing to rein in sort of what we do. So, moving on then, what does that mean, right? If we've got a shortfall of about £10,000 a year, then, and it'll be a little bit higher this year because, of course, for the first couple of months of the year, then people hadn't sort of given as much money. That's on an annualised basis so that we can see what the trend is going forward. If we're looking at running a £10,000 deficit, then we've currently got about £75,000 in the bank. A typical kind of, you know, sensible level of reserves for us to hold is about 6 months worth of expenditure to cover unexpected drops in income or unexpected levels of expenditure. So really we should be responsibly keeping about £40,000 as cash. So in principle we can afford to keep on in our current state for about 3.5 years, although we wouldn't want to kind of sort of hit a crunch point and then have to take some emergency action. So some of the things that we can, and I'm not saying we're going to do these, but some of the things that we need to think about as trustees and elders is whether if the level of income that we currently have is the level that the church is able to support, then ways in which we can possibly reduce our expenditure. So here's some of the things that we'll have to consider, and we may do some, all, or none of these things. And you know, these are not things that we've discussed as things that we want to do. I'm just saying these are things that we have to actually consider. A lot of our expenditure is fixed. We can't change things like our rent, right? It's impossible for us to do that. I've talked about whether we can possibly increase giving further. One thing that we can definitely do is at the moment we overpay our mortgage. Now that's a sensible thing to do because in the long run we save money on not paying so much interest. We could bring our mortgage payments back down to the proper level, if you like, to the contractual level, and that would save us about £2,500 a year in cash. In the long run, we'd pay more interest, but that's something that we could do, and that would extend that 3.5 years some way. We could reduce external gifts. Now, you know, don't come and stab me for suggesting this, but these are things we'd be very reluctant to do. Alison very forcefully sort of reminded us of the fantastic work the BMS World Mission is doing, and as a church, we obviously want to continue to support them. We're giving about £2,000 a year to BMS World Mission. You can see some of the other places where we're giving external gifts. And this is, if you like, discretionary expenditure that the church has, which could be, which could, in theory, be reduced, albeit very reluctantly. And we can manage our other costs, and we think that it's possible to get about £1,000 cost saving per annum. So you can see that actually we've got some headroom, right? We're not in a panic. We need to look at these things sort of very carefully. It's been a fantastic response from the church so far. It would be wonderful if there's anyone who has kind of been sitting there thinking, should I start contributing to the church, or is considering how much they've given and hasn't quite got around to it. You know, we all know how sometimes these things take. It's always something to do next week, and if there's anybody left in that position, that would be great. But that's a sort of a slightly more, I think, than 5 minutes update. We'll probably need to move on unless anyone's got any burning questions. I'm happy to take it if there's anything that's important. Gift aid, sorry, yeah, that's a good point. So we've included gift aid, our expected level of gift aid in this, but if there is anyone who is giving money to the church on a regular basis, or even an ad hoc basis for that matter, if you're giving money to the church and you're a taxpayer, then the government is quite prepared to give a chunk of that money sort of back to the church by allowing you to give it out of your pre-tax income rather than your post-tax income. And all it needs is for you to complete a form which you give to Gordon, and the church, the value of your giving goes up by a bit more than 20%. So that's really important to do if you're not doing it. The other thing I'd say is probably just worth noting. If anyone is using gift aid and you're a higher rate taxpayer, then you can actually claim some of the tax back off the taxman at the end of the year for yourself. And you know, you can. If you're not doing that at the moment, then that's going to be helpful to you. And of course, if you didn't know about it, then maybe you could give that bit back to the church as well. But just worth noting, really, in case you weren't aware of it. If you don't know what that means, then come and talk to me afterwards, and I'll help you to work out how to get the money back off the tax man. He's desperate to give it to us. Yeah. We haven't set a timescale yet, but these are things we'll need to be considering over the next few months. Yeah. And we'll report back. Yeah. Yep. Well, I don't go around and look at everybody's pay slips and... Oh, I see what you mean. I'd have to do some maths on that. This lot adds up to 2, 4... It's just over, yeah.
We were on £50,000 income. Now, obviously, we've increased to the 70. I think the overall giving is £9,060 a year, I think. So that still exceeds the 10%, and we've always tried to maintain a minimum of 10%.
Sorry, were you about to ask? No, that's okay. Sorry, I thought you were about to ask a question.
Some of the numbers up there will not be. They're the ones which we can theoretically can debate doing. Some of the ones we've put as fixed ones, which are not prepared to debate, so they're going to be a given, which won't be on there. These are the ones which they're the ones that we can know. They're the ones we could potentially reduce.
Yeah, they're not things that we've said we will reduce. They're things that actually we can reduce
if we want to.
It's kind of possible to us, if you see what I mean.
Okay, thank you. Thanks very much. Wasn't too painful. I might book you for the next one now. Okay, so we have some ministry updates, which we'll start firstly with the man to my right. Thank you, sir.
So I want to... I want to talk quieter. I just want to talk a little bit about life groups this morning, and... want to go back to last year when we introduced the vision of the church, and it's up there. With Steve, we met with all of the leaders of the life groups to talk about what it was that we were hoping to achieve by introducing the vision and trying to give a focus to not just the life groups, but all of the groups that we have, all the ministries that we have. To think about how we work together to fulfill the vision that we believe that God has called us to fulfill. And I think over the last 12 months, the position of our life groups has become much stronger within the body. I look at life groups as kind of like the core of the body. You know, we spend an awful lot of time and effort and focus on Sundays. And don't get me wrong, Sunday is really important. It's really important that we come together and we gather for worship. But life groups, I believe, really are at the heart and the strength of our community, and the heart of really should be at the heart of this church. And that's going to be a significant factor for us, I think, going forward into the future. I think we recognize that as elders. I think we've always recognized that. And, you know, if you've been here any length of time, you will have heard us from time to time saying, please get involved in life groups. We think it's really, really important. I want to suggest that that's going to be even more important going forward. If I can have the next slide, Kath. Thanks. So we've currently got eight life groups groups that operate in that way. They're slightly diverse in the way that they do. Some come together, and it's just all the women who come together, which is amazing. All the worshippers come together on a Wednesday night, which is fantastic. And then we've got a mixture of other groups that meet. But what you can see is that other than Fridays at the moment, we pretty much have got options for people to get involved in a group on every night. And I want to honour those that are leading these groups week in, week out, who are there serving and gathering people together, opening up their homes, feeding people. You're doing a fantastic job, and I want to say please continue to do that. It's so, so important for us. And the next one, Kath. Yeah. Oh, it's on Tuesday, yeah? Okay. Oh, okay. Sorry. No, I did add them in. I did add them in, but I don't think we've got I might not have sent the right one to, and you know what I'm saying? Yeah. No, I did actually update it. I had the feedback and I did update it. I might not have sent it through to Kath, sorry. So Tuesday, there is a group that meets in Barry. Yeah. And Mark and Jan's now is on a Wednesday. Devotion in Motion, stand up, Devotion in Motion. So that's Kerry and Ian and Nigel and Margaret. So it was the group that Nick and Jackie were running. Yeah. So, and we have open table at ours on a Thursday evening. And youth on a Thursday as well. Yes. Yeah. I did really well, didn't I? Yeah, yes, absolutely.
Now signing on, haven't you?
So we're already growing, which is fantastic. Pardon? And the creative group as well on a Monday. I did put that one in, I know that for sure. I did put that one in. But all the groups are working together to fulfill what we believe, you know, God is calling us to do, to love, grow, serve, go in our community. Moving on into the future, certainly this is where, as leaders, we are current. Our current thinking is: we really want to place an emphasis on life groups as the place that we help people to grow in their faith, to grow in their gifting and their calling, and to release people into that. Some of you will be aware of the cell church model, where groups grow and then they multiply by splitting out and planting another group. We really want to look at how that works and explore what that might mean for a Greek church. So the idea behind that is that we're looking at the leadership structure to ensure that we've got the right level of leadership over each of the groups. We're looking at the resources that we can gather together and help to deploy into the groups that will help leaders train and lead others. We're looking at the strategy for mission, how we can work together to fulfill our mission within those groups, recognizing that each of the groups is made up of different people and the expression of mission will be dependent on where it is that God is sending you. Okay, so we really want to press into this over this next season, okay? Now, we're not a church that kind of said, look, if you're part of this church, you must do this. Okay, but as far as I can go, up to that point, I want to say, if you're part of Eden Church, if you really want to commit to the future of being part of this community, I really want to strongly suggest that you be part of a life group going forward and be committed to that. What we want to do, and I think last Sunday was a great example of this, because very often we get stuck on a Sunday track, you know, and we can turn up and we do what we do on a Sunday. And I think last Sunday was amazing when we just kind of opened it up to say, what's going on? What's going on? You know, and the number of people that came up to me afterwards and said, wow. That was incredible. It was just amazing to see what God is doing amongst us. Now, we don't always get the opportunity to do that, but sometimes it would be great if we were able to do that more. You know, and living out what we do from week to week, life on life, the stuff that goes on week to week. If we came together, and that was the focus of our celebration, listening to those stories, the testimonies of what God is doing. Yes, you know, opening up the Word together. Yes, worshipping together. But it makes it so much more vibrant when we get that opportunity to feed that in. So there are some sort of changes, tweaks in our thinking that we're thinking, okay, Lord, this would be amazing for us to explore together. And so we want to do that within the context of these life groups. There are some things that certainly I've been looking at in terms of training and equipping. And that word equip is really, really crucial. Just very quickly, in the New Testament, it's used interchangeably in three different ways. The first one is about mending nets, about fixing things. But also, when they went out fishing, they didn't fish with a line and bait. They fished with nets. And actually, so the networks that we create in those groups are really about how do we reach out? How do we get people to, how do we connect with people? The reality is we all know that people will connect probably more so than a Sunday morning. They will connect by coming to somebody's house, sitting around a table, having a cup of coffee and a cake and having a chat, you know. And that's what we want to be able to do, is to connect people into the church through the life groups that we're running, but also to use those groups to work together to focus on serving the community and being salt and light in the communities that we're sent to. I'm going to stop there. But if you've got any questions about that, come and speak to me. Certainly over the next couple of months, the leadership, we're taking some time out to spend some quality time together to think this through. What is God saying to us? How do we do this? But I really believe, and this is not just about us, this is a conversation that I'm having with church leaders across Wales. And sometimes you've got to say, do you hear what the Spirit is saying to the church? That's the question that comes out of Scripture. There are times when God is moving and shifting and changing things. And we just want to be in line with what He's saying. So we're going to spend some time praying about that, thinking about it, and then we'll come back to you and say, look, you know, guys, this is what we sense. And we can have a conversation about that and work out how we do that together.
Thank you.
Sorry, I'm way over.
I know. It's quite exciting because there's so many things to talk about. I'm not getting time to sit down because we want to edit and finish. We've got so much more to tell you, which is really exciting. Pocket rocket, before you fall asleep, jump up here, young lady. For those of you who would have been in the last church meeting, it's quite a frightening and daunting prospect when you sit down to your first church meeting as the new youth pastor or youth worker, I don't know what we officially call you, but the first proper pain in the neck we've had. And trust me, if you think I'm being insulting, come and see me. It's not a problem at all. To sit there and to see that as a church we're massively overspent and how are we going to save, you know, the money and what can we do? That's quite a daunting prospect for someone to take on board. All I can say is, gosh, are we glad we made the right choice. And hopefully, if you girls can stay awake for the next 5 or 10 minutes, you can say yes, I agree, put your hands in the air, whatever you need to do. But it's a great pleasure to get to introduce Jane to talk about what she's been doing for the last 4 months with the youth.
Good morning. I'm sleepwalking because we had a sleepover last night. So Me and Kerry were eating Kit Kats at 1:30. And then we were sitting in the toilet with one of them who had ate too much stuff with a bucket, stuff like that. And then I was threatening them at 2 o'clock that if they didn't go to sleep, they'd all be in different rooms all alone in the church. So they went to sleep. But anyway, it started in January, and there was 4 older girls in the older youth, and there wasn't a younger youth. And now it's not about numbers, but it's nice to see that kids are coming. And now there's 6 kids in the older youth. There's a new girl who doesn't go to church. She's just started, and she came last night as well. And in the young, there's a younger youth now here, and there's now this lot. And yeah, that's 5 from Eden and 2 on the end, our little friends who have joined us. And they're all going to Soul Survivor together with 12 people from Eden. And I've been doing the younger youth with Hannah. She's been helping brilliantly. And that's the problem, because Hannah's going back to America and I'm on my own after the summer. So I'd like people to pray and think about it, because it won't be able to go ahead if I'm on my own because of safeguarding. So I need somebody starting in September on a Thursday evening to help. So please really pray about that, because it's such a blessing. We have, well, I'll let them tell you. Do you like the youth? Yeah. What do we do?
We have a sleepover, we talk, and we have fun. We do crafts, and we talk about God, and we do prayers, and we go out to different places. And one time we had a picnic in Jane's house with, it's like an afternoon tea, and we had all like cakes and biscuits and things.
Okay. So anyway, so we've been also trying to do the goals, the love, well, I'm a bit confused. Love, serve, grow and go. So everything we do, we try to put it into one of them. And also we talk about things like at school, people who are mean. And instead of all sitting there going, oh yeah, she's right, rat bag, we try to think, why would they be like that? Let's pray for them. And things happen. We've had some prayers with the group. I won't say what, but God is answering prayers. And the older girls group is going really good. And we're not having it regularly at the moment because of exams. But we are meeting. We met on Monday and we talk, pray about the exams. We have an app. And every day it's like, help, I've got this exam tomorrow. Please pray. And then the next day it's amazing. The thing that, the only thing that I learned is just came up and God is there. And Alison had an idea to go for a prayer walk around Penarth and pray for a youth place, because we need our own place. The kids can't wait to graffiti someplace. And we started to pray around different places, and Kerry came as well. And yesterday we heard, but we can't talk more about it, but there might be a place, and it was one of the places where we prayed around. And we already heard a week later, yes, this is possible. They need some money to mend it, but otherwise we can use it permanently as a youth place. So that's really God answering prayers as we're on the move. And we have a great youth team in the, it's going to go on a Monday. And there's Karen and Kerry and Alison and myself. And maybe after the summer, Claire, because Claire's moving now. So that's really good. And that's it really. We have some plans. They're going to Soul Survivor. We're going to have a barbecue. And we try to support each other. We pray for all the little problems, because nothing is too small for God. That's what we have discovered. And in November we're having an event, and we're going to have a band from Sheffield come in, and the sound artist is coming from Holland, and we're going to have workshops all day, and the kids and all their friends are going to learn some songs, dances, to do sound art, which I'll tell you later about, and to do songwriting. And on the Sunday in November, after the event, we're going to do a whole youth service. You can all come, but no adults allowed to be involved in the service. And Anna, come. Oh, yeah, and then we want to do a youth alpha at the end of the year. We have lots of plans. And they're all thinking about bringing their different friends. So I think that the youth is starting to grow. And I got a phone call saying that, oh, my child feels really left out because they're hearing great things about the youth. Can they come? Because they didn't come the whole season. So we said, yes, of course. So there'll be some more coming along soon. And Anna?
So last night, we knew it was Simon's birthday. So we decided to make some things for you.
How old is he? 50.
So we made you some presents, Simon, because we appreciate you. And we also made a little present with a thank you note in it for all the elders. Because we appreciate that you give us money and let us use the building and all stuff like that. And put up with my moaning. So can you give them... this is a competition. Who knows who the elders are? Right. Put your hands up, elders. There's one not here, I think. So you can give one box maybe to Craig because it's at Craig's house. Right, go and give them. Do you want to give one to Craig for Steve?
Thank you, that's really kind, guys.
So that's it, really.
It's awfully difficult when... It is awfully difficult when you're trying to put a church meeting together to make sure that we don't miss people out. And as much as we really, really appreciate what Jane's doing, and trust me, she really means dealing with Jane as a challenge, isn't it, Kerry? You have to fill up with it in an evening. I mean, those chocolate, you know, it is wonderful. But one thing I would like to say is let's not forget the work that Jason and Naomi are doing as well. On a Sunday morning, it's absolutely vital. We can't get everyone up the front. There'll be people saying, well, I would have come out and done this, and we really appreciate that. But we were trying to work out in the time that we had. In the next meeting, we'll get other people and different people. But just to say thank you, Fanny and Jason, it's really important. Sunday mornings, yes, we're doing stuff in the week, but we do really, really appreciate and understand the work you're doing. And thank you for doing that for us. It's great. Actually, not for us. You're doing it for the Lord. It's the Lord's work. So thank you. Girls, you'll sleep all afternoon. And Fanny as well, thank you for working with Jane and putting up with Jane. That's a superb effort. Well done. I know you will. Helen. That's okay. It's over to you. Yes, should be a video. Do you want to say anything beforehand? Or
nope,
there we go. Thank you. This is about mums and toddlers.
Michelle asked me would I come and speak about Spice of Life. And just for me, I love Spice of Life. And all the people that come love Spice of Life, but probably a lot of you don't actually realise what it achieves. There's lots of people my sort of age. Some of them are younger, some of them are a lot older. But older people, most of them have at some stage been in church during their lives, and a lot of them have drifted away or didn't keep going, or different things have happened. They're widowed, divorced, single, whatever it might be. And they've got to that stage in their life where they can go to a Bible study if they go to church, or they can go to all sorts of things that churches do. But this is a fun thing to do for that age group. We have brilliant tea. We have a Marks and Spencer's tea, and we've got some lovely china that different people have donated. And we have a fun afternoon with quizzes, with chatting, just to have an afternoon of doing something for themselves. And it just brings in people that wouldn't necessarily want to go to church. So we've had lots of people that have come because a family member suggested they came, or because somebody they knew suggested they came. And now we have about 40 people coming regularly every sort of 2 months. And we have a fun afternoon. We can't contact them because of data protection, but they all have a little note, a bookmark to tell them when the next one is. And they all come. You don't have to sort of lasso them in or anything. They just are asking, when's the next one? What are you doing? And it's really brought people, I know four people that have come just to come out for afternoon tea for something to do, that have then actually started being, feeling that God isn't this big frightening person up there. God is someone that they could actually get to know, because we all seem perfectly normal. And that's what it's about. It's making it a normal, fun event for older people, so they, if they're widowed, they can come on their own, or they can come on their own anyway. And they now have little tables, they've all got to know each other. And it really is, I really enjoy it. I mean, I know I'm the right age for the group, but I just enjoy it's a good fellowship, and we really feel that we make a difference to the people that come. And so that's just what she wanted me to say.
Brilliant. I'd like to understand the definition of normal. I'm not quite so sure the definition of normal is quite right. Is it, Rev? You go, don't you? Yeah. No, I know my mum goes, and she absolutely loves it and is always talking about it. So thank you for the update on that. It's wonderful. Now, you've got your calendar in your hand. Fire away. Thank you.
Good morning. And that spice of life cannot be achieved without the fantastic team that we have. Again, as Helen said, that you haven't got to drag along that you want to, and that includes the youth. The youth, we work together, and that's really, really important. And that's always been something I've really believed in throughout my Christian life, that Elijah's and Elisha's work together, that we are a family. And that leads on to the Eden calendar. Because I really felt last year that we really need to just enjoy ourselves together. We're a family. We need to be together. Not just for the Sunday services, which is really important in the life groups, but just to have fun. So we now have the social events, which is tied in with the welcome. And for those of you that were at the barn dance last week, it was absolutely fantastic. And again, a mixed age, but also a real opportunity to bring people who are not churched in. The hall was full, and also it gave us an opportunity to work with Stanwell Baptist. And the evening was just absolutely superb. So the next event, and I can spot loads of talent in the room already, is on the 22nd of June, and it's Eden's Got Talent. And you've all got hidden talents, even if some of you don't sort of aren't out there overtly. If you want to enter, or you know somebody that wants to enter, then I think it's to email or WhatsApp myself or Simon with what you want to enter. We have a panel. We do have a Simon Cowell, etc., on that panel. And there'll be food. But please invite people along, because it's really important that it's also an outreach event. And then we've got a list of the other events throughout the year and into even next January, when we're going to have a New Year's party celebration together. Then we've also got, if you look at the growth of the church and see what we're now doing that we weren't really doing last year, of us coming together outside, it really encourages my heart. And it's a real range of things. So you've got, for example, we started the prayer and praise evening. Fantastic. If you've not been, then come along. I know, you know, I've got nods in the room. It's absolutely fantastic. And just to enter God's presence with that is just superb. And then also we've got Cafe Church, and then various events then, different events that perhaps, as we've said previously, I was from a my parents went to church and then stopped going to church. So, but I was raised not in a church. It was quite daunting for people to walk into a church. I was 19 before I walked into a church, and it is quite daunting. And it's great if you're in a family and it's all cozy and you're all coming together. But if you're not, it can be really daunting. So all these events, bring people, and then you can bring them in. It's a real natural way of bringing people in. But can I just say, and I know the elders would concur this, just thank you ever so much for everybody's commitment in their time, their energy and their effort. We really are a lovely bunch of people, and I want to thank each and every one of you. And I look forward to not only more times with God together, but real fun times together. Thank you.
It's always a little bit difficult when we overrun in this aspect and people are coming in. So those of you who've just walked in, we haven't started our service yet. We're just finishing our church meeting. Thank you to everybody who's come this morning. It's been very well attended. I hope you've enjoyed the update so far. Please speak to the people if you want to know more. They'd be greatly encouraged if you went and talked to them to ask them more about their individual areas of ministry they do within Eden Church. So what we're going to do, we're going to have a little 5-minute break now. And we'll be reconvened when the band starts singing for us this morning. We'll put the Eden's Got Talent video on later. Trust me, that's worth watching. So we'll get that in when everyone's in and here. So we'll start back in 5 minutes. I'll call you all back together. But thank you for this morning.